Good evening, everyone. Let us start in our meditation session. Please find a comfortable posture. Keep your back straight. Gently close your eyes. Relax your body. Take a few deep, long breaths. Relax them. And relax your body, relax your mind. Feel your entire body. Let us start by practicing loving kindness. Sing thoughts to loving kindness to yourself first. Please repeat these positive and loving thoughts in your mind. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from anger. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from jealousy. May I be free from danger. May I be free from illness. May I be well. May I be well. May I be well. Now, as we experience love and kindness, let us radiate the same loving thoughts to our friends. Send the same thoughts to our mothers. Send the same thoughts to our father. Send the same thoughts to our teacher. Send the same thoughts to our brothers. Send the same thoughts to our sisters. Send the same thoughts to our relatives. May my will happy and peaceful. May my teachers be well, happy and peaceful. May my brothers be well, happy and peaceful. May my sisters be well, happy and peaceful. May my relatives be well, happy and peaceful. May my friends be well, happy and peaceful. Now send your thoughts to the whole world. May all beings be free from anger. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be free from danger. May all beings be free from jealousy. May all beings be free from illness and injury. May all beings be well. 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 Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Every breath you take in and take out is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural ordinary breath. Mindfully think, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Our mind, thoughts, everywhere go and come. Now you think this is our meditation time. Now you mindfully think, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Now observe your mind and observe your body. Your body is relaxed and your mind is calm and peaceful. Now I am going to chanting for you. Physical and mental well-being, long life, all the best you. Please mindfully listen in. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Karaniya mat කුසලේන යන්තං සන්තං පදං අභිසමිච්ච සක්ඛෝජෝච සෝජෝච ස්වාචෝචස්ස මුදු අනතිමානේ සන්තුස්ස කෝච සුබාරෝච ගබ්බෝ කුලේසු අනනු ගිද්දෝ නචකුද්දන් සමාචරේකින්චේන විඤ්ඤෝ පරේ උපවදීයොන් සුඛිනෝවාකේමිනෝ හොන්තු සබ්බේ සත්තා භවන්තු සුකීතත් නපාරෝ පරංනි කුබ්බේත නාති මඤ්ඤේත කත්ථචිනංකංචි විහාරෝසනා පටිඝ සංඥා නාඤ්ඤ මඤ්ඤස්ස දුක්ඛ මිච්ඡේය මාතා යතානි යම් පුත්තං ආයුසායේක පුත්ත මනුරක්කේ ඒවම්පි සබ්බ භූතේසු මාන සම්භාවයේ අපරිමානං උද්ධං අදෝච තිරියංච අසම්බාදං අවේරං අසපත්තං තිට්ඨං ඉත්තං චරං නිසින්නෝවා සයානුවායාව තස්ස විගත මින්දු ඒතං සතින් අදිට්ටිය බ්‍රහ්මමේතං විහාරං ඉදමාහු දිට්ඨිංච අනුපගම්ම සීලවා දස්සනේන සම්පන්නෝ කාමේසු විනෙය්‍ය ගේදං නහි ජාතු ගබ්බ සීයං උනාරීතීති ඒතේන සච්ච වච්චේන සුත්තිතේ හෝතු සම්බදා ඒතේන සච්ච වච්චේන සබ්බ රෝගෝ විනස්සතු ඒතේන සච්ච වච්චේන හෝතු තේ ජය මංගලං භවතු සබ්බ මංගලං රක්ඛන්තු සබ්බ දේවතා සබ්බ බුද්ධානුභාවේන සදා සුත්ති භවන්තු තේ සබ්බ ධම්මානුභාවේන සදා සුත්ති භවන්තු තේ සබ්බ සංඝානුභාවේන සදා සුත්ති භවන්තු තේ Please bring your palms together. Imprint your heart. Make a wish for yourself. May I be well, happy and peaceful. May peace be with you. Please open your eyes. Please go to the number 4 page. නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස බුද්ධං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි ධම්මං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි සංඝං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි ဒုတိယံපි බුද්ධං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි ဒုတိယံපි ධම්මං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි ဒုတိယံ සංඝං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි තතියම්පි බුද්ධං සරණං Gacchami tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami avicca vata sankara upada vaya dhammino upajitva nirujjanti tesaṃ upasamusuko sabbe satta avera huntu sabbe satta abhyapajja huntu sabbe satta aniga huntu sabbe satta sukhi attanam pariharantu mano pubbangama dhamma mano setta mano maya manasase paduttena bhasati va karoti va Tato nang dukkha mang veti chakkang vahato padam mano pubbang gama dhamma mano setta mano maya manasa ce pasannena bhasati va karoti va tato nang sukha mang veti chayava anapayini
Sad. Okay, now Linda will present her Dhamma talk and we kindly invite her.
Check, check. Hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hello. Thank you, Bhante, for that beautiful chanting. That was very beautiful and very inspirational. And hello, my name is Linda Thadani. I'll be giving your Dhamma talk today. I have been coming to the temple now for over 10 years. And my topic is going to be using your Buddhist practice while traveling. I had the pleasure of traveling tremendously for my career. I was an IT project manager for United Airlines and traveled around the world to fix various issues or build different systems that United used. So I know a little bit about traveling and have been studying Buddhism. So I wanted to put some definitions out there using my Buddhist practice, which includes meditation, mindfulness, concentration, tranquility, and insight. My practice also includes ethical conduct, and I have taken the five precepts. I suggest anyone here do so as well. Five precepts: not killing, not stealing, not misusing sex, not engaging in false speech, not indulging in intoxicants. I believe that we should have do some acts of compassion and generosity, as we just talked about, and we should study the Buddhist scriptures, including our Buddhist practice. So the concept of a journey in Buddhism is not new. We are already on a path, the symbolic journey, the path to enlightenment. The Eightfold Path, as well, is a guide for life's journey, our framework for self-discovery and spiritual development. That includes, in case you're not familiar with the Eightfold Path, right understanding, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. I looked up why monks go on pilgrimages, and according to my new friend Chat, why the monks wander and travel means that they spread teachings, seeking alms, practicing mindfulness in different environments, and deepening their spiritual understanding through exposures to diverse cultures and experiences, cultivate humility and detachment from material possessions, and compassion for all beings. Buddhist tradition encourages us to visit pilgrimage sites such as Bodh Gaya, Lumbini, and Sarnath. Now, I might put in a shameless plug once in a while about Bhante Sujatha's annual trip to Sri Lanka. And if you're on that trip, you will be visiting some very famous sites in Sri Lanka. And it is very inspirational. Mindful travel may be instances where mindfulness is easy, like on the Sri Lanka trip. You have reached your destination, begun the fun part of your trip, viewing the Grand Canyon. You can't help but be inspired by this beauty. Walking meditation while hiking in a gorgeous forest, possibly in Nepal, touring the Vatican, and looking at beautiful sites from other religions and historic sites in Sri Lanka with Bhante Sujatha. It may be difficult sometimes. Carefully planned travel plans sometimes go awry. If you plan your trip to the nth degree, there may be dissatisfaction or satisfaction, things may go wrong. As we all know, we have gone on some trips where weather involved, you have airplane flights that had mechanical issues, plane was late, you missed your connections, in ships, you can't make it to some ports because of political issues. Things happen when you're traveling, and you have to be open to that, and you have to let it go. If you've planned your trip to be exactly how it goes, you are setting yourself up for dissatisfaction, and there will be suffering. So craft a tight itinerary, or jump in the car and let's go someplace, and we'll stop at a hotel when we get tired. There's two ways to plan a trip, or you could do the middle path. But occasionally things do go awry, and you find yourself in difficult situations. Now, what are you going to do? You may require the understanding that this is a transient trip, that things are going to change. You need to let go of expectations and enjoy the experience wherever you might be. However, I know getting stuck in an airport can be no fun. But you need to let go of expectations and enjoy the experience. Bad weather, different or unexpected locations. You might end up in somewhere else. You're going to have to make the best of it. You're going to have to let go. Your flights may be canceled. Your ship may be destination canceled due to weather, tight accommodations, or many other reasons. So you need to maintain your meditation practice. And Bhante Sujatha and I were downstairs in the kitchen one day chopping potatoes. Yes, Bhante Sujatha chops potatoes. And he had just gotten back from a trip, and I asked him, Bhante, how do you keep your meditation practice while you're traveling so much? And he just said, yes, Linda, it is indeed difficult. So I got to thinking, there's probably some ways you can get around this. Let's put our heads together and figure this out. Or what have you done in the past? And I'm going to ask you that after I'm done talking to hear your excursions and what you have done. But my first idea was schedule time for your meditation. Try to keep to a schedule. If you're on a ship or with a group of people, just say, 8 a.m., I am going to sit down and I'm going to need 20 minutes and go find a little nook somewhere. Or when you're waiting for an aircraft to arrive and you're in a busy airport, look for a place that you can have some peace and quiet. Some airports have meditation rooms, but not very many. But carve out and plan a time and place for even a brief moment. I was on a cruise one time, and I enrolled in a Tai Chi class. And we met in the morning, and it was absolutely wonderful because it was on the back of the ship. We were in the open and doing the Tai Chi and the ocean in back of us. And the weather was very kind to us the whole week. But that doesn't always happen. And sometimes you have to go find this little nook on your own and spend some time doing your meditation. And do try to do that daily. The spiritual benefits of travel itself are many. There's a chance for self-discovery. Notice all that phenomena that goes on, that's transient, and how you are affected. Your plans, observe your sensations when you hear, I'm sorry, your plane is late. See how you feel about that. Transformative travel plans and experiences. Sleeping on the floor of the Grand Canyon was one of them for me. I had to let go of attachment to many things because you have to hike in a backpack everything down and then bring it back up. So you live very, very meagerly when you're backpacking like that. But once you're down at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, it is quite lovely and you sleep rather well. Now, when you go to Sri Lanka and you're viewing those beautiful Sri Lankan sights, that is really transforming. So you connect and learn with diverse cultures. You chat with people in coffee or tea shops wherever you go, and you will learn a lot from these people. In Sri Lanka, we were walking down a neighborhood street, a friend of mine and I, and this woman came out and started chatting with us. She invited us into her home. We got to see a cute little Sri Lankan family, how they live, their little children. She showed us her sewing machine and how she sat there and made things, and that's how she supported her family. It was a beautiful experience. Just by connecting and learning from other cultures and how they live. But you have to reach out and chat with people and not be shy. So you can learn the phrases of your language as well. It just helps you connect with people. Not just please and thank you, but other things that they say to each other. We're not expecting to learn the whole language, but at least show that you care enough to learn these phrases. And just remember, be patient when you speak with people and they don't understand your language. And saying the same thing over and over again, louder and louder, doesn't work. I know. It's best to just try to say it quietly. Am I right? But that's how you get to talk to people, and it helps. So the role of compassion and empathy. Should you give to beggars? You're walking around, and you're in some foreign country, and you see some heartbreaking sights. At the beginning of the Great Wall in China, there was this man, and he had two little babies. They were twin girls, and he was destitute. And yes, I gave him a few dollars. But normally, I do not give to beggars. I give to the community. I visit orphanages. I give to that orphanage. And that way, I'm keeping it local, and I'm practicing generosity. But when I was in India, and I was walking by, and I saw a man sitting there, and he was filthy. His hair was all ragged, his legs were broken, sitting there by a begging bowl. And I was with my host, and I was going to give the person money. And this is a smaller town or a neighborhood in India. And my host told me, Linda, he is a landlord of several apartment buildings in the village. So please put your money somewhere else. So be smart about your giving and support, as they said, local efforts. Now, if you go to the Sri Lankan trip, you may be part of some sort of giving experience with Bhante Sujatha. On my trip, we went to the Sri Lankan hospital and we viewed the maternity ward. And at the time, they had little to no incubators for their premature babies. And so we got to meet with the expectant ladies, and we had this big incubator machine right there. And it was so wonderful to see them and meet with them and see the excitement. And they were so thankful. And it was a great experience. So please be generous when you travel. And even in tipping, but be careful in tipping because some places don't tip, and giving a person a tip would be inappropriate. Challenges and discomfort while traveling occasionally arrive, and you need to deal with uncertainty, and this is another chance to see yourself and how you are reacting. What is going on with me? And when you're really upset, like the breathing we did earlier in today's meditation, just go for it. Do the deep breaths. People count their breaths. I personally like to notice the in-between, the in-breath and the out-breath, whatever works for you. And you can use Buddhist teaching to cope with travel stress and accept what's going on and the differences, and show gratitude to what you see. You need to make ethical choices when you're traveling. And sometimes you are put into a bind. When I was in India, my host had asked me to dump the household trash in a vacant lot around the block from their house on my walk. And I really didn't want to do that. I just felt that was disrespectful to the environment. However, as I trudged down the street with this bag of trash, that was where people put their trash in their neighborhood. They did not have trash pickup. Now, I don't know what happens to that trash. I did see some cows looking through it, which didn't make me feel good at all. But anyway, normally I would observe recycling and see what other people are doing in that country and be respectful for their country's habits and thoughts on recycling. But there's other things that go on, like eating habits that you need to be aware of. In Japan, when you're eating a bowl of noodles at someone's house, you're supposed to slurp them loudly to show how good the food is. When you go to Sri Lanka and you sit down at someone's house, eat slowly, because they will keep bringing you food. Am I right? Even when you say, "I'm full, I can't eat anymore," they continue to bring you dishes of food. So my tip for that is continue to eat very slowly so you don't get too full. It's a wonderful, wonderful country to do that, though. The food is fabulous. When you go on the Sri Lankan trip, you will never go hungry. So, and be respectful, of course, of all of the ancient sites that you might see. The recent, you may have seen in the news, where somebody carved their initials in some sacred rock. I know, we know better. We will respect the ancient sites. We don't need to put our initials in there. And of course, we're used to taking our shoes off, so you'll do well there. And those are all the travel tips I have for you today, because I just want you to relax and enjoy your next trip as well. And hopefully you will return feeling refreshed and inspired. Now, I would like to open it up and hear if anyone else has some tips, tricks, or ideas for their travels that make them safer or feeling better. Anyone?
When I like to travel to keep up with meditation, I like to bring my cushion if I have room for it, something that's familiar that will kind of help me, even though I'm in a changing environment, have something familiar to keep up the habit.
I'm impressed that you have room in your luggage for that. That's something I skipped. I'm sorry, I must have skipped over that in my notes. Yes, bring a book, a slim book. You'll see slim books in there. Books on your phone, but that doesn't always work, or on your laptop, or mini. I have a mini Apple. I download my books on there because sometimes you don't get any Wi-Fi, so don't count on that. Make sure that you have some sort of audio to listen to. I like to listen to chants. Again, that requires my phone and requires it to be charged and those things downloaded in case I don't have Wi-Fi. So all very good things to take with you. If you have like a pocket Buddha, like I saw in the store, shameless plug for the store now. And of course, when you travel to Sri Lanka, you can find all sorts of things like that to help you with. But thank you for that. Anyone else?
So coincidentally, although I don't know how this happened on the same day, we have been working with a company called Carolina Morning, which I believe is in North Carolina, who makes organic yoga and meditation supplies. And we've been negotiating with them to get travel inflatable zappos, and they all came.
Perfect.
And I've never seen them before, and I'm so excited I right away bought one, because I just love the idea you can inflate it however much you want to, and then it's a regular soccer size. So weird that that came in today.
Thank you, Rebecca. Anyone else?
When I went to different countries, I always had a guide, because I'm afraid to go alone to Arlington Heights. Go with one of the monks. But it really helps if you have someone, if you're in a group or you have a guide, especially if you're going, I went to Nepal and Japan and Sri Lanka. So we had a guide for all three of those places, and they knew where to go and what to see.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, in a totally foreign country, yes. I always had guides to take me to all the sites. That's how you have to get there as well. And, and I could not walk down the street in India. I had too many people wanting to sell me things or take them to their cousin's rug shop or something. But, that happens there. China, I was able to walk around. And Sri Lanka, as I said, the only person that came up to us was this nice lady who invited us into her home. Anyone else have any travel stories they'd like to share? Yes.
You're talking about exotic places. I'm leaving Wednesday to go celebrate graduation with my sister in California.
Nice.
And she's crazy. So I really love the reminder to keep my practice up, because that will help the vacation go so much smoother if I can keep myself up. What's that?
What is your inflatable zapper
then? I didn't even hear what it was, so.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things I was thinking, which is exactly that, is I just kept referencing how so much of what you were saying really applies anywhere you travel. Like if you go down south or you're going into a, even if you go to Chicago for the day, like a very fast paced urban lifestyle, like we as suburbanites are going to experience that really differently. If you go somewhere way out in the country, just everything about being respectful of how people's culture and all of those things are different applies wherever we go in our country, let alone internationally. We're so big.
True, very true. I was on Montrose Beach yesterday picking up recyclables and putting them in the recycled trash. Anyone else going out for a trip that they have a question or a tip to give to us? Well, thank you very much. Oh, yes.
Okay. This question is a little sensitive, but
no.
All the good food, for instance, in Sri Lanka, are there bathrooms that are... Well, I was in Italy years ago, and it was very different to the bathroom situation in my travels.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a very rude awakening to find this out. So I often wonder about a country like that that's very different, and food is different.
Good question. And yes, the bathrooms in Sri Lanka are just fine, as opposed to some of them I've seen in India and China. And no, in Sri Lanka, but there's one major difference about the like a home bathroom in Sri Lanka. You don't know what I'm going to talk about, do you? So you, first of all, you approach the bathroom, and it has shoes on the floor.
Yes.
And you walk in, and the shower is not, well, at least in most of the homes I was in, the shower is not enclosed. You are showering on the the bathroom shower floor is the whole bottom of the shower. And so you can kind of have a wet floor, but otherwise clean, neat bathrooms, and in public places they had nice bathrooms. They're on top of their tourist game.
Go with the group because you were, like you said, plugging Sri Lanka. That trip is fascinating for me to ask about. Do you, do the people who are guiding you as that group share with you how you navigate these things?
Yeah.
Or you, do you have lots of towels so you can dry down everything after you take a shower?
Oh, I never showered. I never showered in a private home.
Okay.
We stayed at a typical Western-style hotel that had a real bathroom with a shower that was separate. So no issues there.
Vanda Sujata is a guy, and also Michael Franzak, who knows everything about everything. And he's really nice, and he will help you do anything you want to do.
I'm sorry, I'm getting an echo. Was that a statement or a question?
I was saying Vanda Sujata is guiding you on that trip to Sri Lanka, along with Michael Franzak.
Yes. That they what?
Anything you need, he will help you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We stopped at a bathroom one time, and there was no toilet paper. And in that monk's bag that has no bottom, he pulls out a full roll of toilet paper. Yeah, he's ready for any questions or any issues. Yes. You're well taken care of. And the restaurants, did you notice the restaurants have like a sink right in the dining area? And you wash your hands right there in the dining area. Well, that's pretty nice. I like that. And I like the animals roaming the streets too. But if anyone has any more questions, any comments? Thank you very much for listening to my talk.